landed, I saw my leg did not look right.
Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are just in time for another Power Friday. I hope you remember, at about 1:30 this afternoon, I'll be speaking with Miss Jennifer Palmieri as she talks with us about the power of women. As a matter of fact, she'll be sharing some insights from her experience and from her book entitled Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. This afternoon, this Power Friday at 1:30. That's right. Well, in the meantime, if y'all don't mind, let's start out with some music. We're going to start the day out, Power Friday, with some music, and then we're going to have some motivational information coming to us, courtesy of Black Enterprise. But let me share with you this music first. I want y'all to help me with a drum off. That's right, a drum off. How many of you were with me last Friday when I featured two drummers, technically three, one of them being Suzanne Morissette, the bride who was still wearing her wedding dress as she played the drums? You remember her? Let me bring it to you again, because I got somebody else she's going to be competing against this time around. Here's Suzanne again, playing Unchain My Heart. She's on the drums.
Baby, let me be. I'm gonna give Suzanne some.
This is while she's wearing her wedding gown. Yes, all that is one person. Yeah. All right, so now a lot of you remember that. She was getting down, wasn't she? The bride on the drum. Yeah, that's her, Suzanne Morissette on the drums. Now, I had her compete against another lady who was also a bride last Friday. She was a bride, and she did her thing on the drums, and then her husband followed her. I'm not going to feature that group. I'm not going to feature that duo today, because I got somebody else I want to hear. We gave that competition to Suzanne Morissette. So today, we have someone else competing against her. Tell me who has rights to the throne this time. Another female, by the way. We're coming from Denmark, where they have Denmark's Got Talent.
Glad
All right. What do you think? Who do you give that to? All right. Let me let you hear her again. Yeah, let me let you hear her again, because I'm telling you, she can play. She can show enough play, for real. She was sounding good there. All right, here she is again. And this may give you an idea of just what this female can do. Here we go. Here's same one again. Got a groove. She's taking it up. That was her hit that gong, too. Woo-hoo-wee. I'm telling you, she can play. Yes, she can. All right, who do you give it to so far? You give it to her? Do you give it to Suzanne? Do you need to hear Suzanne again, or have you heard enough? All right, let me let you hear Suzanne one more time, so you can have this fresh in your mind, in your memory bank, what Suzanne was doing, because you got to make a comparison now. Listen to what's happening on the hi-hat. Listen to what's happening on the cymbals. Listen to what's happening with the bass drum. Listen to what's happening with every piece of drum equipment she has. I want you to compare it now. Apples to apples. All right, now that again is Suzanne Sorcet. You want to hear a little bit more of that solo? Okay, let me give you a little bit more. Right, there she is, Suzanne Morissette, the bride on the drums. All right, here we go with her challenger again. This is her challenger again. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. I'm going to have to find it. But based on what you heard so far, who do you give that to? I'm asking you, what do you think now? You heard, by the way, okay. You know, you notice you kept hearing me say, this female. The reason being, I didn't want to tell you right offhand what her age is. So I didn't say woman because she's not a woman. She's a girl. And when I say a girl, I do mean a girl. Ladies and gentlemen, this girl you just heard is 10 years old. That's right, 10. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 10. Who do you give it to, Suzanne or Miss Johan Astrid, the 10-year-old? Do you give it to the bride or do you give it to the girl? I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, after careful listening to, I think I'm going to have to give this one to the bride. And she makes it look so easy. Yeah. I don't know. You may disagree with me, but this time around, I got to give it to the girl. Miss Johan Astrid, the 10-year-old who took the gold. I'll be back in a few.